ladies and gentlemen, from The Hunt for Red October, James Earl Jones.
W-F-O-D.
You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program on strangelabel.com.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
If you email me on Sunday at DallasPage.com, I will tell you exactly what it is, because it looks like a piece of a rock or slate that's thin. And what it does is it blocks. It's like, this is science shit. It blocks the shit on your phone from going into your brain. I mean, it's really a big deal. Since you said that, if you want to know, I will give you the information so that you know.
Right. Because, do you want me to beep out your email address?
Please. Okay. Yeah, beep that out.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I'm Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
What's up?
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have a show for you tonight.
Excellent.
The thing that I want to talk to you about the most, Napier.
Yeah.
Is this Pepsi Fire.
That looks fucking horrible, right?
It just tastes like those Red Hot candies. You remember the Red Hot candies?
Yeah.
It tastes like Red Hot candies. It's a Red Hot candies drink is what it is.
Can't you just get Fireball and mix it with Pepsi and then you also have alcohol?
Well, I don't even taste the Pepsi. And it's like a red beverage, too. It's just like, we got a flaming Red Hot beverage.
Could you pair it with something? Like, what if you poured it over ice cream? as a float or something.
Perhaps. But I also saw that the Oreo is doing another. The goddamn Oreo is just gone crazy. The Oreo is like run by a bunch of stoners now that they unleashed on the Oreo factory.
Is it all gimmicks now and bullshit?
They had one that had Pop Rocks in it a couple weeks ago, and
oh,
they're already done with that one, and they've moved on to one. They got a jelly donut one now. They got a. It's a golden Oreo. It has a raspberry center and a custard outer lining. It's the jelly donut Oreo.
How is that a fucking Oreo anymore?
I don't know. What are they doing?
You know, over in Japan, they do that kind of crap where they put out a new weekly flavor of bullshit just because, you know, they want to buy that whole weird flavor. Like, oh, it's green tea and caramel. Like, that might work. Okay. And so you get a Kit Kat with, like, made out of green tea. It's got caramel all over the top or some
now,
bullshit.
Are they working their ass off to please the ADD world we live in today, or has it just become easy and they're having fun? I mean, I'm sure they're not like having fun. I'm sure there's money in doing it. You know, the new thing everybody wants to try, right?
Yeah, it's variety. I mean, you can just have yourself a Kit Kat, and a Kit Kat's good. How would you like a fucked up Kit Kat? You want to try some of these fucked up Kit Kats? Yeah, sounds great, don't it?
Well, I mean, we still got Kit Kats. That's something you can get.
Yeah.
But now we got Kit Kats that have cat food and white chocolate.
Oh, no, it's...
Have you tried cat food and white chocolate Kit Kats yet?
No, you know what they would have instead of cat food? It'd be like dried shrimp and cream Kit Kats. Like, holy... They have that shit over there, and it's weird as fuck, but they'll buy it. They'll try it. They'll throw it in the garbage. They don't like it either.
But we've ran out of things, Napier. I feel like
we'll never run out of things.
We've run out of things. I saw a story that I forwarded to you and Travis. Travis is not joining us tonight. He had a busy weekend. His son graduated from high school. So congratulations to Travis's son on graduating high school. Good job. He posted a picture of his son, and his son, I didn't realize, he's like a foot and a half taller than Travis. I mean, Travis is taller than us.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy is like a foot and a half taller than Travis. His son would whoop his ass.
Excellent.
Which you gotta worry about. I guess that's why you don't want to have sons. Because that day will come where they could probably whoop your ass.
Oh, I'm having a daughter. And she could probably kick my ass.
I don't want to make any more people that can whoop my ass.
Are you saying you couldn't kick your dad's ass?
No, that I probably could at this point. I mean, like, you know, he walks with a cane a lot of times. I think I could take my dad.
What about your sister? You think she could take him?
I don't know. Maybe.
Probably now.
Yeah. But it's less likely that your daughter would be able to kick your ass.
I don't know. You get older? I mean...
You're contributing to the problem, is what I'm saying.
Of people being able to kick your ass?
Right, right.
I'm pretty sure there's no shortage of people that can kick my ass. I mean, you could just make me run for a mile and I'm dead.
I saw a lady that was... it was a doctor... A doctor lady. Yeah, doctor lady.
Was she
should
a
be
lady
doctors
doctor
too, guys.
Lady?
It's 2017, okay? I know what you're thinking. Well, what is this man telling a woman what to do with her vagina? Well, it wasn't a man. It was a woman. Woman doctor.
Was she a lady doctor lady?
It was a lady doctor lady.
Oh, cool.
And she was coming out and stopping the rumor that it's beneficial for a woman, to put a wasp nest in her pussy.
Why would she do that willingly?
Apparently there is a trend, Napier. You know, these trends, they happen.
For good reason sometimes.
And there's ladies that were grinding up wasp nests and jamming them in their pussies because it would make their pussy tighter.
I'm sure it would.
I don't know. Why would it?
Probably because of the infection.
I guess the real question is, like, who was the first one to experiment with this and why? Like, why? Is there someone whose job it is to, like, jam things up their pussies to figure out what makes it better?
Well, you probably have to find her fucking grave by now.
And you blended up wasp nests, right?
Yeah, maybe she got stung in the cooter and she was like, man, that wasp sting in my cooter made it all puffy and tight for my husband. I don't want to get stung by wasps all the time. Maybe I can just use their bed
liner. Try the nest.
Yeah, try the nest.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing that can happen other than, you know, a really bad infection that kills you?
Is that like something that we're tricking ladies into thinking matters?
No, I guarantee you it's other ladies doing it.
Hey, have you ever fucked a gal and been like, oh, pussy's too loose?
I can't say that I have, no.
No. I mean, even if it's like super loose, it's probably still pretty great, right?
I mean, it's warm and it's wet.
Yeah, you just say, no, this is a good one. They're all pretty good.
Look, a hot dog fits in any size bun. Maybe you get more bun than hot dog. Maybe
gals,
you get more hot dogs than bun.
Stop putting stuff in your vaginas to try to make it tighter. That's not something you need to worry about.
No, you got to do exercises. You got to do the Kegels.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you can lift a 5-pound weight with it, we don't need to talk. You got to do some strength training.
Five-pound weight? Tie something to it. Oh, you got to squeeze it tight.
Yeah, you get a rope.
And lift.
Yeah, you get a rope, get a little knot in there, shove the knot in there, put it to like a 5-pound.
I mean, if you want to exercise it, that's just smart.
I'm not saying run down the stairs with a dangler.
There's no easy way. There's no weight loss pill. You know what I mean?
For your vagina?
I mean, like, you can take pills that combined with exercise might help, but you still got to do the exercise. You're not just going to jam a wasp nest up your pussy and it's just going to be tight overnight.
I heard some places will do like a vagoplasty where they'll trim some of the beef curtains off so that you don't have as much lip. Don't have as much flap. It's like going to like Arby's and getting a roast beef melt. You know how sometimes, you know, something's kind of hanging off the side? You tell the cook to trim some of that off.
Why would you want less meat?
Well, if you're a lady.
Sometimes you can just pick a little off and just have a little roast beef, and that's fine.
Yeah, but if you're a lady's vagina.
Oh, no, see, I'm still thinking about Arby's sandwiches. You're talking like that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about Arby's sandwiches.
No, we're talking about vaginas.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear a lady was doing the nude beach thing and she was laying on the beach and a crab ran over to her vagina and snipped on it nice and hard real good because the crab thought it was a clam?
They're asking for like our life stories as like standalone episodes. So, okay. Hi, I'm Mike. I'm almost 35 years old. I was born in St. Louis. I've lived in St. Louis my entire life. I have a sister who's younger than me. I did some college, not much.
Did you graduate?
I graduated from high school, some college.
Yeah, but how much college
that thing, they ask you some college.
Yeah.
They probably, by that, do you think they mean like, you're currently in college?
No, you gave up. Like where it says some college, you went, but you said this is bullshit. That should give you extra points.
Do you think that gives you less points?
No.
Do you think that's better to just say you graduated high school than it is to say you did some college?
I would say some college is better than a degree, because at least then you can say, this guy figured out it was horseshit, and he left and he made his own decision. This guy who has a college degree, yeah, he stuck with it, but you know what? He's a fucking moron. He stayed there and toiled away for a piece of paper that didn't do him no good.
Now they know all about me. They're caught up.
Yay.
Did some college. I live with a woman.
Do you have any pets?
I do not have any pets.
Can we hear about the one?
I had a cat. But I sold it on Craigslist. I didn't sell it on Craigslist. I gave it away on Craigslist because it was an asshole and it was ruining my life.
How much property did he ruin in his short stay?
A lot. He was a friend of Lara's sister that gave us the cat, and she asks about the cat anytime she sees Lara or Lara's sister, and so we can't go to the place that woman works anymore because we're afraid we're going to talk to the lady and have to lie about still having the cat.
Well, I mean, it's been a while now. You can just say the cat died.
Yeah, but I don't want to hurt her feelings. I just want her to know that the cat is fine. Napier, I saw a turtle walking down the sidewalk the other day like he was people. Like, I was driving out of my neighborhood, and there's this giant fucking turtle walking down the sidewalk. It was the craziest goddamn thing I ever seen. And today, look out my back window, two dogs in my backyard that aren't my dogs. They might still be there. I don't know.
Did you get them out?
I mean, I opened the window, and I yelled, "Hey, go away, you dogs." But they don't fucking listen to me.
Should have thrown like a piece of hamburger over your fence.
I don't know how they even, I mean, all my gates are closed.
They can jump them.
They must be jumping them. Fucking things.
Yeah, your neighbors.
I think I just have dogs now.
Are they good looking dogs?
No, they look like they've been in fights.
Oh. You should probably get rid of those fucking dogs, dude. I mean, they might fuck you up.
I just have dogs now. They're in my backyard. I mean, I got to feed them, right? That's the responsibility of a dog owner. You got to
feed
them.
No, then they stay. They're all fucked up and shit. You got to get them out.
I got some dog food in my fridge.
Why?
Because Sam's Club has like a kiosk that asks if I want free samples.
Yeah, I've seen those.
I always get the free samples, and they had dog food. And I just figured, I mean, I'll get it, and then sometime I'll see a dog.
They were back there. Why didn't you use the opportunity?
Those aren't my dogs!
So throw it into your neighbor's yard. What do you give a shit? You don't even know those people. They're renting. Why do you give a fuck? They'll call their landlord, and he'll shoo them away.
Anchor suggests I leave out some antifreeze. Is that like a dog deterrent? Will that make them go away?
Well, yeah.
They don't like the smell, so they run away?
Well, I'm pretty sure they'll die if they drink it.
Is he trying to get me to kill my dogs?
Yeah, dude. See, I mean, they're already pretty fucked up.
You can't trust that guy to give you any good advice.
It's not just dog poison. You can feed that to anything and it'll die.
Yeah, yeah. Antifreeze is everything poison, I think.
Probably pour it on some wasp nest if you need to get some wasp nest.
Maybe we need to start dumping antifreeze in our pussies to make them tighter.
You know what really makes a pussy tight? Freon.
But no, this gal doctor.
Yeah.
She went out and she said, "Hey, if you were thinking about trying this, don't. Because it could be harmful for you."
How many people did you think she has to see before she had to make a statement?
Right.
It's not one. It is not one. One person does it, it's a fucking idiot. You got three people.
She has one lady come into her office and be like, "I put a wasp nest in my pussy. I wanted to make it tighter. Somebody told me that it was good." I mean, like, fucking Anchor's telling me to give the dogs antifreeze. You know, some asshole does shit like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Fake news gets out there. You know what I'm saying? And then she tried it, and the doctor saw the one, and she's like, "I got to get ahead of this now."
No, I guarantee you it wasn't one. One person does something stupid. It's like finding a dude in the ER room with a Buzz Lightyear shoved up his ass. One guy does it. That guy's a moron. If you've got four people coming in there on the same night with Buzz Lightyear,
they're all
there,
Buzz Lightyears.
Yeah, they're all Buzz Lightyears.
You're like, what's going on?
Exactly.
There's this guy just running around with a backpack full of Buzz Lightyears.
Just give them away to people. Like, here, shove this up your ass. It'll be great. It'll make your asshole real tight. With this Buzz Lightyear up there.
There's a man come to town taking names. And he's shoving Buzz Lightyears up your ass. So how's your week been? Has it been good?
I went to play hockey for you.
You did, Napier. You did.
And I was doing okay until one of the players on the opposite team tried to assassinate me.
He pushed the crossbar into your head.
He pushed the entire goal over into my head. Like, it wasn't just the crossbar came down. Everything fucking came down with it into the back of my head.
See, now you have to ask yourself, like, if the, if I had been there, like, would the game have been different enough? Would there have been enough of a butterfly effect that the net hadn't been pushed into my head?
You're taller than me and your stance isn't as low. You would have been hit in the neck. You would
but do
not
you think that
the
game would have been different enough? Or did I really dodge a bullet on that one?
You might have dodged a bullet. That would have hit you in the back of the neck, dude. That wouldn't have hit you in the helmet.
Huh. You don't think my stance is lower than yours?
You're like 3-4 inches taller than me. No.
I'm not 3 or 4 inches taller than you.
You're at least 2. What's 2 inches from the base of your head to your neck?
Let's hear your backstory, okay?
Okay, well, I was born in 1983 in St. Louis, and I haven't given a shit since. Here's my job profile listing.
Start from when you were a baby.
I don't remember that.
Growing up.
Okay, I grew up.
You were a chubby little boy.
No, I wasn't. I was actually really skinny.
When did that change? I've known you since you were a young man.
No, you haven't. You knew me in high school. Before that, I was skinny. Okay,
so like sort of. I met you right around the time that things went downhill?
A couple of years after that. See, I was really skinny. Me and my buddies used to go like running around the neighborhood being bullshitters. Like fucking up shit.
Napier likes cargo pants and hockey.
I do like cargo pants and hockey.
That's about it.
That's 90% of my whole existence now. So I used to be skinny. I used to be very active. I used to go out all the time. You couldn't keep me in the fucking house. I wouldn't sit still, get on my fucking bike and go somewhere. One day, me and my buddies, we were out bullshitting,
do
riding
our
bikes.
Do you think we need to get you a new bike?
No, I can't ride a bike now. My nuts are too big. I keep squishing them. Like, I tried it. It's not happening. Like, my nuts just roll together like those Chinese...
They probably make a seat that accommodates big testicled gentlemen.
No, dude. It like, they're both...
With like a crevasse, you know what I'm saying?
I'd have to get, like a cock sock.
Area, like, dug out a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I'd have to get a tucking sock, dude. Like, I got huge dangly
nuts. So you were active,
nuts.
You rode your bike...
Yeah, and one day, me and my buddies, we were fucking around, and my buddy got jumped and got the fuck kicked out of him. And I'm talking, there was blood just coming out of this dude's face. He didn't just get a little owie. No, he got the fuck kicked
were
out of him.
Were you there?
Yeah, I was there. There's nothing I could do.
Oh, I was going to say, like, did you just turn the corner in time to see it happen? And, like, you ran up and you held him in your arms and you yelled, Ricky!
No, we were riding our bikes and we passed this group of about the same size. Like there was 5 of us, 5 of them.
And you carried him home to his mama?
No.
Put him on the couch?
After he got the fuck kicked out of him, some dude in a car like stopped immediately watching this kid get the fuck kicked out of him. And he ran after the dudes that were beating him up.
And then you and Ice Cube vowed never to live that gangbanger life again?
No, I took him back to my house. We cleaned up his face, got some ice for him. Called his parents to come get him.
Yeah.
And then I was like, fuck it, I'm not going out. I just started eating potato chips and playing video games.
In the story of your life, what made that a turning point?
It was the one time in my life where I felt like I could do nothing at all. Like I watched these.
You felt helpless.
Oh, yeah. There was no way. There was nothing I could do. These guys had at least 50 pounds on me. The smallest dude easily could have just kicked the shit out of me.
And so that day you said, fuck no this. One will ever have 50 pounds on me ever again.
No shit. I've been working real hard on that. So I stayed inside, played video games, ate potato chips, and watched Blues hockey. And eventually...
So you stayed in the house in fear that the men would come back?
No, I just... Just didn't want to do anything and just lost the will to go outside. Just stayed inside, didn't do nothing. Just played video games, ate potato chips, watched hockey.
And then we played hockey together.
Yeah, I decided to play hockey about 13 because I was getting really fucking fat within a year. Like, I got tits.
Didn't start playing hockey until you were 13?
No, I did it because I was getting fat. I had to figure out...
You did it as a form of exercise?
I did it as a form of exercise.
Huh.
Because I needed to do something.
So you started playing hockey around the time I met you?
No, you didn't meet me at 13. We didn't meet until we were in fucking high school.
I was a junior and you were a sophomore.
I'm pretty sure we met when I was a freshman, didn't we? No, we had that fucking science class together.
You were a sophomore when I met you, because I met you when we tried out for the hockey team. That was my first time meeting you. And then we had a class together that you just slept every day. You came into class, you put your head down, and you slept. Or you didn't come.
Yeah, or I didn't come, yeah.
You didn't come a lot.
I didn't come a shit. Like, they were going to kick me out.
Yeah, that's something that's kind of been consistent in your life.
I was late, sleepy, and not giving a shit.
So I asked you to play hockey for me this Sunday because my back was hurting.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I'm going to sit this one out because, you know, I don't want to hurt it more. I'm just going to hope that I feel better. But I think if I go play hockey, it would hurt more. And so I asked you to play, and I asked you at like 4 o'clock the night before. And I told you, I said, hey, don't you fucking do your Napier thing.
I've never been late to hockey.
Where you tell me you're going to do it, and then you don't do it.
Name one time I haven't showed up for hockey.
Well, I'm just talking about you in all aspects of life, not
except
hockey.
For hockey. I have never been late to a hockey game in
my
life.
Why would hockey be different than anything else? Why can't you just take your timeliness to hockey and apply it to all other things?
That's a good question. That's kind of like a fucking...
Why don't you just pretend everything is a hockey game?
That ain't happening.
So I said, hey, don't you fucking tell me that you're going to go play and then you don't play.
I did.
And so you said, okay, yeah, I'm going to play. And then you told me like an hour later, Mike, I can't play. I can't find my cup.
I couldn't find it.
And so then I emailed the guys and I was like, guys, Napier's not going to be able to play. He says he can't find his cup. And everybody's like, this fucking guy, tell him to go buy another cup. And we looked up when the sporting goods stores closed and they're like, tell him to go get another cup. And so then I told you you had a couple hours to get a cup, and then you said, oh, no, I found my cup. It was under my couch.
Yeah, I don't know why it was underneath my couch.
Do you just wear your cup sometimes in other situations? Why would your cup be anywhere other than with your hockey gear?
I don't know. That's why it was really confusing. Oh, yeah, the cat might have drug it up there.
You have a cat?
Yeah, and a dog. Dog could have drug it up
there.
You
have a dog?
Yeah. You know I have a dog.
Napier... Let's catch up on your life in like the last couple of years. Like, how many pets do you have?
I have a turtle named...
How the fuck did I not know you have a cat and a dog?
I've told you this on the podcast.
What are their names?
The cat's name is...
You're thinking about it way too hard for a guy with a cat. You should just know your... Why are you looking at your wife? You know your cat's name. Is this a made-up cat?
No, I don't remember his name because I always call him Asshead.
How the fuck do you not know your cat's name?
I don't know. I'm on the
Ask
spot.
Ask me what my cat's name was that I had several years ago.
Okay, what was your cat's
Darcy
name?
Darcy Walkalock.
Yeah, how much shit did she destroy?
Everything. What's your cat's name, Napier?
Oh, Genghis.
Your cat's name is Genghis?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your dog's name?
Autumn.
Autumn? Okay, so Genghis is probably a boy.
Yes.
And Autumn is a girl, right?
Yes.
Okay. And just making sure.
And I have two turtles.
Where are your turtles?
You
have them in aquariums?
Yeah, one aquarium is in...
Did I tell you I saw a turtle walking down the street? The goddamn sidewalk? It was a big fucking turtle. I showed Matt Chuck of the Lotus Cast my turtle, and he said, that looks like a tortoise. It's a big turtle. Just walking down the street. Where the fuck is he going?
Did it have red ears?
No.
Oh, then it's probably a tortoise. We have red ear sliders and box turtles here, and that's fucking it.
Well, I was worried about him because, you know, this isn't like a place that turtles hang out.
Wait, what color was his shell?
It was like a brown. He was like a brown.
Like a light brown, dark brown?
Like a light brown.
Oh, it was a box turtle then.
He was brown and like his shell was brown, but like he had like kind of like a big... Like spiky. It wasn't like spiky, but it looked spiky. You know what I'm saying? Like kind of jagged looking.
Other than those two turtles that I mentioned, we also have snapping turtles and alligator snapping turtles. You don't fuck with the alligator snapping turtles.
What do you mean? So you have two turtles, but then you have other turtles?
No, I just have two turtles. I'm talking about in the state. In the state.
Oh, in the state.
Yeah, in the state. We have red-eared sliders. That's a big one. We have box turtles. That's a big one. And
so
we have two,
these
like,
turtles
minors.
That you have, like, were they just walking around in your backyard and picked them up and took them in the house?
Yeah, pretty much.
And what do you feed them?
Turtle food.
Do you buy turtle food at a pet store?
Yeah, just buy turtle food.
You don't like give them carrots or something?
No, once in a while we'll give them like cut up shrimp.
They like shrimp?
Yeah, they love shrimp.
Really?
Yeah, they're turtles.
I didn't know that. So does that catch us up on you?
I got a kid on the way. That might be important.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling you don't like her name.
What makes you think that?
You questioned it. You don't question a name unless you're like...
I didn't question the name. I was just...
No, you were looking for answers for the name.
Are we allowed to say it?
Yeah, you can say it.
Secret?
Why? It's a baby. The baby doesn't care.
So you're having a girl.
Yes, having a girl.
And the girl... Like, I saw pictures of the baby shower.
Yep.
And in the picture, it said, welcome, baby. And then there was a head in the way, and I saw A-N-E. So I was like, okay, Napier's having a girl. I see A-N-E. Is the baby's name Jane?
And
Napier said, no, it is not Jane. Napier, what's your daughter's name going to be?
My daughter's name is going to be Kane.
K-A-N-E, Kane.
K-A-N-E, Kane.
Like the Undertaker's brother.
Yeah, or the hockey player.
Patrick Kane.
Patrick Kane, yes.
Why?
Why not? Sounds unisex.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. It's like Chris or Alex.
Yeah, but Alex is short for Alexis. Or Alexander.
Or Alexandra.
But Kane isn't like short for Canadia.
No, it isn't. It's Kane.
Kennedy.
Mike, I want you to do me a favor.
No, I'm just curious. What brought you to that?
We were going through names, and it seemed like a nice sounding name. It sounds.
No, I mean it's a cool name. It's like, you know, kind of new agey, kind of hip. You know,
it's not fucking Cody.
No, it's not Cody.
Cody's a fucked name. I don't like Cody.
I went to the zoo today, and there was a woman carrying around like a summer camp, and she was yelling out all the names. And, man, there was some new agey names in there, man. A lot of Logans and Isaacs and stuff like that. You know, a lot of cool. I wonder how many Logans there are nowadays. I bet, like,
now probably a good amount.
People our age are probably naming their sons Logan a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of Logans. Definitely a cool name. That's...
Yeah, but she doesn't know for a girl, though.
It's short for candy cane.
Apparently.
Is what they're saying.
Well, her middle name's going to be Alexandra. So if
Alexandra Napier.
Yeah, if she doesn't like the name Kane, she can just say it's K Alexandra. And now she's a...
K?
K. K period Alexandra.
So when do you have that conversation with someone? You say, do you like your name?
No, she can just tell me I don't want to be Kane anymore. Like, okay, want to be Alexandra? She's like, yeah, sure. She can be whatever the fuck she wants to be.
She could just be Napier. Like, she could just take on the Napier crown and just be Napier.
Oh, yeah.
Probably will. It's a good name.
Yeah, it's a good name.
It sticks.
Name one Kane that you know.
I don't know any Kanes.
Have you ever met somebody named Kane?
No, it's cool. It's cool. You know, like you meet somebody named Kane, you say, "Oh, this person's interesting."
Yeah,
yeah. I want to know more. I want to know this person's entire life story.
And the wife looked online. Apparently, yes, there are multiple ladies named Kane in the U.S., and they were all born in the early 80s.
There you go. I think that you think that I'm shitting on everything.
No, you hesitated.
I hesitated.
You're confused.
It's confusing.
It is confusing.
A lot of things that you do are kind of confusing.
Thank you. Oh, God, you should have seen.
But I think that's probably just because it's not the same. But that's what makes our friendship so unique, you know, because we can learn from one another.
Amanda, she told her grandma. Because her grandma's still alive, and that's the wife. And so
she... Are your grandparents still alive?
No, they're all dead.
All of them are dead?
Yeah, wait.
I have one grandma left.
Excellent.
There you go, guys. You learned something else.
Yeah. All my grandparents are dead.
Yeah. And I have one left.
I have an aunt and an uncle, but we don't speak anymore.
Yeah.
Either way, Yeah, Amanda, the wife, told her grandmother the name of the baby, and the grandmother almost looked like she wanted to say why.
But didn't.
But didn't. She looked confused. She's like, did I hear that right? Because she got the hearing aids.
Kane.
Kane, yeah. Maybe she didn't hear it right.
Kane Napier.
Yes.
Huh.
Ko-fi-fi. It's so big. Biggest word of the day. Bigger than Harambe. Ko-fi-fi. Put all the other trends on the shelf. Who needs Kony 2012? A typo, we know it to be. A fuck up will turn to memes. Rick Astley just shit in his pants. Charlie bit the dust. Cause we've got Ko-fi-fi. Holy shit, this is all we'll ever need. And a VHS of speed.
6 minutes after midnight, May the 31st, 2017, will forever be known as the moment the President of the United States of America tweeted the following sentence. Despite the constant negative press, Ko-fi-fi, and then nothing else. Literally, for the next 6 or so hours, the entire world wondered what on earth Ko-fi-fi meant. Memes sprang up, TV presenters made jokes. Somewhere in the world, someone probably named their child Ko-fi-fi. And I'm not even sure, and we've all got different ways of pronouncing it. How do you...
How do you do it?
Ko-fi-f.
You say Ko-fi-f.
Oh, yeah. No. In Croydon, Ko-fi-fi. Yeah. We'll only say Ko-fi-fi. It's actually an acronym, though.
Is it?
Yeah, it's come on, voters, fuck environmentalism, fuck Earth.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, ah, cinch.
What the hell are you doing?
What?
Ah,
dude.
Put it away.
Weenie roast.
Oh, you're f***ed up, man.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
The new Pirates of the Caribbean movie made a good amount of money, but had a pretty awful Metacritic. It ended up with 45 points, which is fine. Baywatch had an awful Metacritic and bombed pretty hard financially. Looks like Wonder Woman is going to score really well, which would give Not Safe for Water Coolers a cushion to avoid relying on those risky Pixar and Transformers picks they have left. I think we're going to lose. They pushed our second round pick back a week, which puts it out of the period we're scoring in. That means we would need Valerian to be the next Avatar, which it won't be. Yeah, we're going to lose. The curse of Jim Chadman. Results for Captain Underpants and Wonder Woman next week.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Yeah.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype.
Titty sprinkles.
Titty sprinkles.
Mike, how'd you get into ice hockey? Because we're both roller hockey people. Didn't do that fucking ice hockey shit.
I've played street hockey for a really long time. I played baseball on teams, growing up, like, you know, I started playing baseball probably when I was like 5. And I played baseball for years and years and years. And I was actually like pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Not to toot my own horn, Napier, but baseball was something that I was always very good at. But there was a combination of, well, I'm going to say I got bitter and angry. My freshman year of high school, because I tried out for the baseball team and, like, I was noticeably better. Like, there's a... If you think I'm a cocky dick,
yeah.
I'm not really. I'm actually very self-deprecating. I really kind of don't think too highly of myself in a lot of aspects. I'm kind of, like, shy and I doubt myself and all, but baseball is something that I was very good at.
Mm-hmm.
And
didn't you once hit foul balls just because there were cars behind the dugout that you could hit with the foul balls? I heard that story somewhere.
I had one at bat where I took out one windshield and three rear view mirrors in one at bat with foul balls.
Did the umpire get wise after the third one?
No, I wasn't doing it on purpose. I just was.
Oh, I heard it was on purpose.
I was hitting a lot of foul balls.
Did just son take your base?
Yeah, they finally just let me have it. You've caused enough carnage. But no, baseball was something that I was very good at. And my freshman year of high school, I tried out for the team, and it was like the cool kids made the team, and I was not a cool kid.
Was it nepotism? Was the coach just like, these are the people that came up through like the little league ball?
No, it was like, yeah, it was like the kids that were known to be cool or something. And you know, a lot of people that were trying out were, I know I sound awful right now. I know I sound like a big dickhead, but.
You know what you sound like? You sound like somebody who played fucking high school sports.
No, I'm just telling you because it's how it was. I was a good baseball player,
yeah.
And I quit after I didn't make the. I think I played one more year after high school, and I said that baseball was boring to me, and that I wanted to start playing hockey on teams and stuff. But I think that like, you know, I was really kind of like beaten down by that. I think that like that really like made me angry. Like looking back on it now, I think that that was a big reason why I quit playing, is because I kind of felt like, oh, well, it's not who's the best player. It's a popularity contest. So, you know,
well, it could have been. Here's what happened in that freshman year that you weren't there for the ice hockey. So I was a roller hockey goalie and loved playing the roller hockey. And I thought that would translate pretty good to ice hockey. And it didn't. Didn't what so fucking ever.
So, no, yeah, I played roller hockey for a brief period of time after that. You know, we had always played street. I'd been playing street hockey since I was like 7. And we started playing rec league roller hockey. And so I tried out one year for the roller hockey team, and then the next year I tried out for the ice team because the people and you were one of them. You were one of the people that encouraged me to try out for ice.
Oh yeah, I sucked. I shouldn't have been there.
And actually me going and trying out for the ice hockey team was the first time I had ever ice skated. So the first time I ever ice skated, I was trying out for the ice hockey team.
And you didn't do too bad.
So, and really, and that was the only time I ever really ice skated too, because I haven't really played since we played high school ice hockey. I haven't even like gone and ice skated around in circles like you do. You know, I haven't done any ice skating since
I've invited then. You for ice hockey.
I know. And I never did it again. It's like a really weird thing. Like I went and played that one year. I made the all-star team. I have an all-star jersey. And then I never did it again. Isn't that dumb?
Didn't you?
That's kind of dumb.
I mean, there's plenty of leagues around here. Yeah, it's fucking expensive, but I mean, it doesn't have the bullshit that the fucking roller comes with.
Yeah, well, and you know, I've heard how much more expensive ice is than roller, and it's difficult really to kind of catch on with ice. Roller's just easier
and
it's
cheaper.
It's kind of what I've always done, and we've kind of always kind of played roller hockey here and there. We took a couple years off, but we're doing it again. But yeah, no, and somebody was asking, you know, did you even like play old man beer league softball? And I haven't really.
Around here, why not?
It's weird because I grew up.
What happened to that one thing you guys were going to play softball one year?
I grew up playing baseball, and it was like the only thing that I did for a really long time. And like, I was good at it. And it was something that, you know, I practiced, you know, I like practiced with my dad and stuff. And my parents and my grandpa would come to every game, and they were really into me playing baseball and stuff. And then like, I just stopped playing because some dickhead social studies teacher didn't pick me for his club.
Well, that's how shit goes. But then think about it. Hockey's better than baseball anyway, so why give a shit?
Yeah, yeah. But I kind of stopped doing that too.
No, you didn't. You've been playing this entire time other than like two or three breaks. And yes, St. Louis is baseball heaven. Everybody around here has played baseball at least once, apparently, except for me.
You know, I think that I kind of know what my calling is, though, and I don't think that it was baseball or hockey. I think that my calling, have you seen this show on Fox now with Jamie Foxx hosting that is Beat Shazam?
Yeah, I love that.
They play like a song and you get to guess the song.
Yeah, I watched these two over 50 broads and they just beat the shit out of Shazam. They couldn't keep up with these broads.
The two old broads, they knew everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I'm a little bit irritated with the show because I hate when people get one wrong that's really easy that they shouldn't get wrong.
Yeah.
And I don't like how Jamie Foxx always singles out the black people.
Oh, yeah. They're supposed to know all the hip hop songs, right?
Yeah. Like he gives them shit when they don't know Usher songs. He's like, oh, you should know this. And then, like, he gets mad when they know the white people songs. It irritates me a little bit.
That's a little bullshit.
But there was a guy the other day who the song was Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer.
Yeah.
And he said it was Sussudio. And I just wanted to jump something through the screen and kill the guy.
He just picked something real quick because those broads were too fast.
Well, you know what they get you with is there's four answers, and one of the answers is always like the first words that they say.
Yep.
So you hear the words, you're like, oh,
that one.
And then they get you.
Oh, they got me with the Britney Spears one. They had a Britney Spears one like that. Like, oh, that. Oh, wait, no, that's not a song name. That's not a song title.
Yeah, but no, I would murder that fucking game, Napier. You know, just from watching a couple episodes, I uh, I've figured out that everybody's trying to be fast, but you would be way more successful, I feel, if you were just trying to be right.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
because so many people are trying to be fast that they buzz in before they really think about it. And they get it wrong so often that I think that if you were just consistently right, like if you took that extra second to actually think about it and you were just right every time, you'd win.
Or at least you'd come in second.
You'd win.
No, if the other team knew it first and were faster, they'd win.
But I think there's enough times that they would get it wrong.
You think it's a scare motivation? You hear that first person hit that buzzer.
Right, and you got to
hit that buzzer.
You freak out because you think that, oh, God, somebody's answering quicker than me. I got to be quicker. But I think that if you just were right every time.
But that clock's counting down.
The clock isn't that fast, though. They buzz in like really early when they don't have to. Especially with the Beat Shazam thing. They have way more time.
I know, Shazam ain't that fucking quick.
I mean, if you're buzzing in thinking that it's Susudio, you're buzzing in too goddamn quick. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, man? I don't know. So that, I think me and you need to go on that show is what I think.
I don't know song titles, so I couldn't help you.
I don't need you. I just need a second person to go. There's teams of two.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't need a second person.
And either way, there's always that one person.
Anybody at goddamn Beat Shazam. I fucking dare you to challenge me in Beat Shazam.
I couldn't have beat those old broads. I was timing them. I couldn't do it.
There was a game on my phone for a while that eventually I just got tired of because I was too good at it.
Was it the millionaire game?
No, it was the one that you have to guess the songs quicker than other people. Like Ron Bennington was playing that game. I was playing against Ron Bennington, whooping his ass at it. He quit because I was kicking his ass.
Just too many ass kickings?
Too many ass kickings he was taking from the old mic.
Well, that's a shame.
Playing all kinds of people at the I forget, what was the name of that game? It was some guess the song game. But you had to buzz in quicker than the other person and guess the song. It's fucking owning people at that game. Nobody could fucking handle me at that. It's my calling.
Well, one person always does the buzzing in that fucking game anyway. But knowing me and my ability to spite, I just hit one at random just so you can look at me funny.
So,
you know they split the money, right? You'd have to give me some money.
Yeah, you can get some. Okay. I'll give you some money. I mean, I need a second person. Might as well be you.
Fair enough.
So are you going to the Blues Garage Sale?
I'd like to, but I don't have a fucking season ticket. Okay, for those of you who don't know, the Blues gather all of their gear and all their shit that they can't use next year because it's a fucking professional sports team. They get new gear every year, sometimes 3 and 4 sets of it because of how hard the fucking sport is on the fucking gear. So at the end of the year, they gather it all into a pile and you can go down to the rink and you can buy it. And when they were first doing it, it was run by the equipment staff. Here's what the equipment staff said. I need this shit out of my fucking equipment room because new shit's coming in. I don't give a fuck what happens to it. Get it out of my equipment room. And they were like, okay. And they would just put it all into the middle of the rink. Like they would let the ice melt and they had you go down into the rink and you could see everything. It looked fucking amazing. You were down there in the concrete for the fucking rink. It was just great as shit.
So what's so funny about this to me is you talk about this all the time.
Oh, yeah, it's a great experience.
You love doing this.
Yes.
I would say it's up there on your favorite things with cargo pants and salt.
Yeah.
Cargo pants, salt, and the Blues Garage Sale.
Yes.
But what they did is they changed it to where...
And they changed it 2 years ago. Well, 3 years ago.
They changed it to where season ticket holders can get in an hour before the general public.
And here's what happens. Each time they do this, either you have a season ticket and you get in an hour early, or you don't have a season ticket and you get to stand in line and watch the season ticket holders take all of the fucking gear out of the stadium. Literally. The last time I went, I got a season ticket from a buddy at work. He said, I'm not going. You can have my season ticket pass. Go fucking nuts, dude. And sure enough, I did. I spent over $1,000 at this fucking place. And I got there 4 hours in advance.
So you could be there in line.
Yeah, I could be there in line. Got there 4 hours in advance. I was part of the first group. I ran down this fucking corridor and I grabbed all of Brian Elliott's gear that I could get.
I would pay money to see you run.
It looks at all. You could just inflate a waterbed mattress, just hook it up to your garden hose, and then roll it down a steep hill. That's what it looks like me running.
So you ran to get some gear. And is this gear that you actually wear, or do you just display it?
No, I've worn it before. You can play in it. It's fine. It's pro gear.
Does it fit you?
It's slightly taller in the thigh than I like.
But you're a robust gentleman.
They're not.
It's leg pads, which would matter more height, I guess.
Yeah. And okay. I got his glove and blocker. Brian Elliott has tiny fucking hands, which is great because I have tiny fucking hands.
You have little bitty girl hands.
You couldn't fit that glove. You tried putting it on. I remember when I came over, like, oh, Mike, look at Brian Elliott's glove. And you.
Yeah, I got like big, weird Pan's Labyrinth fingers.
Yeah, you could not fit this glove. It was great. Because I finally had some gear that fit me. And this is a pro goaltender. He's not that much taller than me, and he has tiny little fuck hands. He's probably also not 70 pounds morbidly obese. But
probably not, no.
But they wear their gear oversized anyway, and I need gear that size because I'm fat.
Do you think that I should edit out all the stuff where I was bragging about being good at baseball when I was a young man?
Why do you give a shit?
I don't know. I feel like it makes me sound cocky.
That's the first thing that has made you sound cocky on this show. I don't think that's correct. You should leave it in there.
So you stopped going to it because of this hour.
Yeah, because of that hour.
And it's your favorite thing, which is sad.
And it's not that I can't get a season ticket pass. I can find them. You can just ask a buddy at work. You can ask any of your hockey buddies. Somebody will have a season ticket pass. They don't check names. They don't give a fuck. If you have the pass, you get in an hour early. And I went there and I got all the stuff that I wanted. I got everything I wanted. I was happy. But when I was leaving the place, you see all these like families with kids, you know, they can't afford season tickets and they're not getting shit.
Yeah, but you don't give a shit about them. You give a shit about yourself.
No, I got that made me kind of upset.
You're like, these families with kids. No, you don't get it.
No, I do care. That made me sad. I had the first time I went, I grabbed Brian Elliott's glove. It was the last piece of goalie gear I could get at the first time I went.
Yeah.
And I grabbed the glove and oh God, I was so happy. It's like, ah, fuck yes. I got Brian Elliott's goddamn fucking catching mitt. This is great. This mom comes up to me with this little fucking kid and says, hey, sir, we don't mean to bother you. But, and we're not going to steal it from you or nothing, but could you let my son hold the glove?
Hold it?
Yeah. He's a Brian Elliott fan. He just wants to hold the glove. And like that hurt my fucking soul. Like I am a grown ass man.
What did he do? Did he just go, wow?
Yeah. He just grabbed it. He looked at this thing like it was the greatest goddamn thing you could ever, like he was
did
never.
Did she try to mace you and run?
No, he just looked at it. He was really happy. He's like, wow, thanks, dude. And here I am, a grown-ass man. I'm a grown-ass man, and there's this little kid who wants this little piece of sports memorabilia, and here I am taking it home to my fucking jerk-off cave so I can put it in a fucking man cave or something.
In a big pile of other hockey equipment.
There is no way I'm going to appreciate that glove more than that little kid.
No. He probably would have, like, tacked it up on the wall above his bed.
No, that little kid would have had that glove destroyed. He would have worn it all the time. He would have been happy with it. He'd be like, man, this is my power glove.
Do you think he would have taken it to school for show and tell?
Oh, fuck yeah, and got the shit kicked out of him, had it stolen.
And all the other kids at school would say, wow.
That's fucking neato, dude.
Dude, you have Brian Elliott's glove.
Think about you being like 13, 12, around in that like little dude range, and you come into school with a fucking Cujo catcher, not a Cujo catcher. You got a fucking Johnny Max. Cujo's fucking catcher.
Yeah.
That would have been badass.
Amy Pogue probably wouldn't have laughed at me then.
No.
Probably not.
I don't know who she is.
She laughed at me, Napier.
What'd you bring her? Bring into show and tell.
She brought her turtle collection in.
Like real turtles or dead?
No, she had little like knick-knacky turtles.
Yeah.
She had a whole collection of them and she brought them in for show and tell. And I said, oh man, that's my in with Amy Pogue.
Gonna get a turtle thing?
Gotta get her a turtle.
Like a real turtle?
So I had my mom drive me up to Nagel's.
Yeah.
I bought her a turtle. I took it to school and gave it to her on her birthday. She laughed at me.
Did she not appreciate it or did she already have it?
She showed it to Lindsay Harrison.
Yeah.
And Lindsay Harrison also laughed at me.
Did they call you a queer?
Yeah.
No.
She didn't even say thank you. I just wanted to get her a special gift because she was my sweetie.
Well, she didn't think so.
No, she didn't. That bitch.
Did you try again with another turtle?
No.
Maybe a fancier turtle?
No, I just never talk to women again. Good times, good times, right? I feel like, you know, we've really opened up.
Yeah, we've explored things today.
Don't you think we've revealed a bit about ourselves?
Yeah, you know what we should do, Mike?
We should do this more, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, do we really need to talk about Kathy Griffin holding up the mannequin head?
I'm pretty sure everybody's talked about
that. No! Talk about Amy Pogue laughing at me because I gave her a turtle. That's what the people want.
They want you to be a bitch. Mike, you know what we need to do? You need to call off of work. You need to come with me to the Blues Garage sale, and we are going to strip happiness from children. We're just going to steal all the gear. We're going to take it. We're going to take it home to our houses
could
and
you,
hoard it.
Could you resell it on eBay?
Yeah, somebody tried that shit. Somebody went to the garage sale and grabbed a pair of Halak.
Do you get a certificate of authenticity?
Nope.
Why not?
You're there to buy their used gear. They really don't give a fuck. Huh. Well, the equipment managers don't. When the sales department, like the sales department took it over and made it so that the season ticket holders got shit first. When they took that over, oh, the prices went up on shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to be able to get goalie sticks. They were $70 a piece. Huh. Pro goalie sticks. Now, $100.
Like the composite?
Yeah, the composite ones.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, they had some nice shit there. I wish I would have bought more of it.
Yeah, I need some new sticks. Mine are pretty gross.
Yeah, and you use right-handed sticks, don't you?
I do. I'm a left-handed goalie that uses right-handed sticks.
Which is probably cheaper for you.
That's another thing that I can tell people. And you know what? Through my entire illustrious hockey career, every new ref who has never played or who has never reffed a game that I'm in comes to tell me, hey, you know you're using the wrong-handed stick, right?
Well, you are.
Yeah, I do know. Thanks for letting me know. But it's the way I've always played, and I like it better. And you want to know why?
Because you can do the little overarm thing.
Because goalie sticks, they're wrong. I'm the only one who's correct. Because a left-handed shot is the way that I hold my stick.
Yeah, but it's curved so that it goes away from you.
But what they are forcing a goalie to do is to shoot opposite-handed, which is dumb.
Yeah, but that's how it's always been.
When you shoot a puck, you're shooting it left-handed, but you're right-handed.
Yeah,
so why would you hold the stick the wrong way?
Well, goalies are different than players.
No, that's stupid. I'm right and everybody else is wrong. See, I feel like that happens so much, Napier.
That you're right and everybody else is wrong?
Yeah, why is that?
Narcissism?
It's just...
Do you put your theory into practice?
I mean, like, I made a special goddamn trip to go get her a turtle to add to her collection. Well,
describe the turtle that you got.
It was a little knick-knacky silver turtle, Napier. It was a little knick-knacky silver turtle. She brought in her turtle collection. I mean, I wasn't, like, saying, you know, hey, you know, will you blow me since I got you this turtle? I was just showing a sign of affection. She had shown that she had a turtle collection, and I thought that I would add to it. I was just giving her a special gift.
Was it as good as her other turtles?
It was better. It was a silver knick-knacky turtle. Bought it with my allowance money.
Maybe she thought it was too hoity-toity. Maybe you were taking her collection and turning it into something that it ain't supposed to be. You took it too far, Mike. You're supposed to get a regular turtle. You didn't do that. You went too far.
I mean, I'm pretty cool now, though. I mean, I have a podcast and stuff.
Yeah.
So she can fucking eat it.
Well, I mean, she might be dead.
I wonder where she's at. I wonder if she has a podcast. I doubt it.
No, she might be dead. I mean, that's been a while. I mean, cars and buses run all the time, dude. You could walk out in front of one.
There are no, in the chat, they're asking why there's no left-handed baseball catchers. The same reason that there's no left-handed shortstops, because the throws that you need to make from that position would be way more difficult, especially for catchers, because a catcher trying to throw out a batter at second base would have their hand right where most right-handed batters are, and it would be very difficult.
You'd probably hit them.
And you know, a shortstop would have a hard time making the throw to first base because they'd be at awkward angles. So that's why most left-handed baseball players are either pitchers, first basemen, or center or right fielders.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And Anchor in the chat says only super cool people have podcasts, and he's right. So I showed them all in the end, right?
Yes.
I have Diamond Dallas Page's email address.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big shot. So she, I hope she has that turtle somewhere and she looks at it every day and thinks of what could have been. Bet she does.
Did you let her keep it after she laughed at you? Well, I mean, she said, no, give me that fucking turtle back.
I gave it to her.
Yeah,
I'm not going to ask her for the turtle back. It was a gift I gave to her.
Yeah, you gave...
What good is the turtle going to be to me? It's just going to be a constant reminder of my failure as a boy.
Not if you burn it.
Oh, and I was the sixth grade spelling bee champion. That's another thing that I can add to my backstory.
Excellent.
I'm a very good speller, guys.
Oh, I played...
Spelling and baseball. Those are my two things.
I played a rec league hockey growing up. I didn't lose a game for a year and a half. I was totally the Chris Osgood of that league.
In the state spelling bee,
mm-hmm.
I made it to like the 10th round. Do you know what word I got out on?
What was that?
Regime.
It's a hard one.
It's not hard. It's R-E-G-I-M-E. But you know what? Mm-hmm. It was in the 10th round, and it was surrounded by a bunch of other really complicated words, and then I got a fairly easy word, so I thought they were trying to trick me. Got up in my own head is what I did. Got up in my old head. I thought, there's no way it's that easy because why would they give me this word in the 10th round? It's too easy of a word. It's got to be weird.
Mm-hmm.
It'll haunt me to my dying day.
Regime. Why do you care? What would it have done for you?
Regime.
Let's say you got that one. What if you got a really fucked up one next?
I stayed for the next few rounds just to see what I would have gotten in later rounds. Got them all right. I could have been the state spelling bee champion.
What would you have done with that title?
Regime ruined me.
But what would you have done with it? What do you do with that?
If there's three people in my life that I can point to for the reason that my life went wrong.
Yeah.
It's that social studies teacher that cut me from the baseball team.
That cunt.
Amy Pogue.
Also a cunt.
And whatever asshole picked Regime.
Dude, they sounded like they were doing you a favor. And also,
yeah, but I got up in my head is what I did. Got up in my head.
Don't left-handed batters get hit occasionally by the fucking catcher?
Well, yeah, but there's way less left-handed batters.
Yeah, of course.
It's much more common for a right-handed batter, and so it makes sense for a right-handed catcher to be throwing the ball back with his right hand.
And occasionally, if you're a left-handed batter, you're going to get hit.
Right.
It's just going to happen. It's not the fucking catcher's fault that you're in his, you know, line of
sight. Why are we talking about left-handed catchers?
Because apparently there ain't no fucking, not left-handed catchers, left-handed batters. I'm talking about right-handed catchers hitting the left-handed batters. That's where they're going to throw.
Regime. R-E-G-I-M-E. Regime.
So who won that spelling bee?
I don't know, some asshole.
And what do you think they're doing with their lives?
I don't know. Probably something great.
Bet they're spelling names right really.
You think they have a podcast?
No, I think they are spelling names really good at fucking Starbucks. That's what you do with the spelling bee champ. You know what we have now? Autocorrect. Nobody gives a fuck.
I got a trophy from my grade school.
Killer. Why?
Does a bee wearing a graduation cap.
Yeah.
Pretty badass.
Was it smiling?
Yeah.
Can't have a sad bee on there, even though most of the bees are dead.
What bees are dead?
I heard the bees are dying.
Bees are all dying, aren't they?
Yeah. Honey Nut Cheerios, he ain't doing so good.
Huh. I don't know, man. I don't like looking back into our past.
Why was it so great?
I don't want to tell people anymore about the old days.
I can tell you anything you want. No.
It's just a series of disappointments. Just wanted to get her a turtle. She had a whole bunch of them. You know, Nagel's is closed now.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's where I got the turtle from. Now it's gone. I used to walk up there and get dime candy.
Oh, yeah, they had a penny candy, nickel candy there for a while. It was bullshit candy, but I mean, it was a penny.
Yeah.
Mike, would you have gone up there if you found out tomorrow that they were open one more time?
Just go up there and look at the knickknackies one last time?
Yeah, what would you buy up there?
I don't know.
A cardboard cutout of Mr. T? Some helium balloons? Some of those slinkies. I had shit tons of slinkies. Those cap guns that took the little round cap things and make pops go pop, pop, pop. And you could take off that little cylinder out of the cap gun. You could take those fucking off. Did you know that? I knew that because I took it off and I pegged my buddy right in his fucking kidney one day. This fucking cap gun cylinder. I thought it was funny as shit until he kicked my ass.
Ricky! Napier.
Yeah.
Do you have like a pick of the week?
Well, the DC TV shows, you know, that are on like WB and whatever the fuck they're on, I don't know.
You know, we have a show on Strange Label called the DC Monitors
that does
nothing but recap all of the week's DC shows.
That's amazing. I don't know about them. I'm not a very hip person. But either way, they all dropped onto Netflix this week.
Yeah?
New Supergirl, new Flash, new whatever else is out there that I don't give a fuck about. I like Supergirl.
You like Supergirl?
I mean, part of it is really fucking cringy. And I think I watch it to like find more cringy things.
So you like it because it sucks?
I like it because it has a particular variety of suck. That I want to find it. Like, where is this week's feminism quote or some other bullshit? I got to find out how they shoehorn it in this week. But The Flash is just a good show. I like Flash.
They've been making a big deal about Wonder Woman, and they're talking about how it's the highest grossing female directed movie. Opening weekend ever.
That doesn't really tell you much.
How this, breaks the glass ceiling. But
How far did it really break that ceiling? You're not getting that high saying
she's
that.
She's not competing with movies. She's competing with female-directed movies. So it's like women up against women. So really, what have you accomplished other than you beat all the other women?
Well, how'd it do compared to, like, Batman versus Superman?
Right.
I
mean, like, why are we making a big... why are people so shocked that a woman can competently direct a film? Of course she can.
Yeah, nobody...
It's not even her first competently directed movie. The woman has been around for a while and directed other movies.
I think it's a crutch. It's what you say to excuse a shitty movie. Like, Ghostbusters was a shitty movie. You know what wasn't a shitty movie? The new fucking Star Wars. It had a fucking female lead in there. You know what? Nobody gave a fuck. You know who gave a fuck? People who had to justify their jobs to their bosses. Like, hey. Yeah, dude, I don't know what to tell you. It's all these woman haters. They're woman hating on our movie. And I know a bunch of the critics said that it was a horseshit piece of dog crap. But you know what? Nah, dude. Dudes. Fuck them, right?
Right. Fucking dudes.
Yeah, and then, you know, you see Wonder Woman doing good. And do you think those people take a step back and say, you know what Bob told me? He said the men don't like women films. Why is this film doing good? What the fuck's wrong with Bob and his Ghostbusters?
Guys, we'll do it again next week. Travis should be back. Thanks for hanging out in chat. Thanks for downloading it. Just thanks in general, guys. I think we're beyond the time where you can be cool.
Like our age? No, you can still be cool if you're like a rocker. Or if you're like a pro athlete.
You've given up on cool, maybe.
We don't have any cool.
It's not fun.
I don't know, maybe you could become a biker, like a late-in-life biker. Just, like, sling meth with your hillbilly girlfriend and do a shit ton of shine at the back of your motor bar. And then just do crank. Just fucking do that crank outside of that goddamn bar. And, oh, yeah, you got to, like, punch skulls and you got to fuck hookers. And you don't pay the hookers because you're stealing the sex from them. That's what you got to do. Your new name's going to be Gator. And Gator's bitches better be wearing jimmies. That's my mama.
Change. I don't change. Thanks, Gear.
Right on.
Thanks, Pop.
Gear.
Thanks, Pep. Thanks, Jer.
Thank you, Hit.
Thanks, Les. Thanks, Fatso.
Thank you, everyone.
That was nice.
That was big.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
It's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at wfodshow or facebook.com/wfodix. Email your comments to wfodshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. We have a Patreon now. Basically, it's a monthly donation type thing. It's stupid, but a bunch of people have one, and ultimately we're just sheep. If you want to give us money to do the same thing we do for free anyway, that'd be nice. We'll say thanks. If not, no sweat. This won't change our relationship at all. You ungrateful fuckfaces.